Hare Krishna. So we heartily welcome you, Mira Road. I understand from Prabhuji that you are from Pune, various colleges of engineering. Very nice. It is such a joy to see all of you youngsters.
Hare Krishna. It's very, very inspiring to see all of you youngsters coming up in Krishna consciousness, because when one takes up Krishna consciousness at young age, then it can stick on to you when you are old. And somebody starts taking up Krishna consciousness in the old age, it is also very good, but then it doesn't stick on to long time, because the conditionings of so many years of life that you have prevail upon you, and something new introduced at the later age doesn't have so much effect in our consciousness. That is why Prahlad Maharaj said, Kaumaram Acharyate Prajnas. Krishna consciousness is to be accepted when you are very small at age. So that when you are learning something at the beginning of life, it will help you at the end of life. Also, something which is meant for life cannot be beginning at the end of life. If something is a process of life, purpose of life, then it has to begin in the beginning of life. Then it can suffice you for life. This is very common understanding, very simple logic. So when you are young, you have dynamism, you have energy, you are flexible, you are intelligent, enthusiasm. And at that time when one accepts Krishna consciousness, it can really sink in you. All the depths and levels of your consciousness, and it can make the purpose of life successful when you accept this at this age. So I really congratulate you and thank you for having accepted the process of Krishna consciousness seriously in life. Please keep it up, because you are the hope of the Krishna consciousness activity, the movement. You are the hope in the eyes of Srila Prabhupada. But Prabhupada gave his life for giving us Krishna consciousness. And that is why it is spreading everywhere in the world after he has gone. So many years, 33 years have gone after he has left this world. But maybe 10 times more work is being done after he has left the world. All because of people like you who are taking interest. Each one of you can become like moon, who can give light to the whole world in the dark, in the night. That is what we want. We don't want shining stars in the sky, which are millions in number, which are of no use in the night. And there's one moon which will be useful to give light to the whole world. So, in the same line of giving light to the world in the purpose of life, we have developed the project of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Prabhupada did so many things. He opened temples, he opened ashrams, he opened restaurants, farmhouses, natural life, farming. So, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj would always say that there should be more and more innovative ways of introducing people to Krishna consciousness. More and more innovative, creative ways. According to the world's trend, the world where the world is going, accordingly you go there and circumvent them and bring them to Krishna. So times are changing. When Prabhupada went, times were different. When people go now, traveling, times are different, things are different, activities are different, new things of entertainment and lifestyles are coming up. So we cannot become orthodox and rigid like we old times, you know, the way Krishna preached Arjun. That's not the most practical way. Nobody will go to listen to you on the war when they are fighting, when they are having riots, you know. So we have to find out various wonderful ways. So one of the ways that we thought was, when people get sick, they become very submissive. They may be very... They may be very proud and egoistic and tough people in their offices when they are sitting in the positions of CEOs and MDs and controllers and owners of many companies. They may not listen to you because of the big iron wall of ego in between. But if the same person falls sick and comes to a hospital, he is on some unique platform of humility. That immediately, Dr. Saab, please help me, I want to get well. And also because of that humility, he becomes receptive. Humility is a very wonderful platform. It makes any person receptive to good things in life. Ego is a platform where you become rejectful, you become resentful to good things in life. Ego doesn't allow you to accept good things in life. You require a platform of humility. And that is naturally created because due to the pain that the material energy is giving you. When you get a pain due to some disease, one becomes helpless, however big the person may be. He needs to take shelter of somebody who can help him. The doctor, or the medical institution. And so we thought it's a big, good platform to give the injection. You keep giving injections in the hospital regularly. But this injection is also very important, spiritual injection, which can be received well in the hospital bed, along with the other mycin, steromycin, and all those mycin injections. This is another good injection of the holy name of the Lord and the philosophy. So this hospital was created with the esoteric concept, philosophical concept of curing the disease of death. Everybody dies in the hospital, so how are you curing the disease of death? No, it's a science, it's a philosophy that when we give people, they can, at the moment of death, transcend the cycles of repeated birth and death. That is called as the meaning of curing the disease of death. It's not, it doesn't mean that you don't die. You will, but eventually, when the death comes, we will transcend the cycles of repeated birth and death and go back to Krishna. That is the meaning of curing the disease of death. And that's a lifelong process. It can be introduced at the hospital level, and when people will get discharged at home, their lives can be transformed. There can be heart transformations. That was the aim. And this keeping this uddeshya, that was laksha or aim, there are some subsidiary aims also. That first aim is to create a facility for very dynamic and creative tool to give to the patients who are sick and give them, connect them with the Lord. It's a very dynamic, creative method by which when they are sick, you can introduce them to the Lord. To create a very dynamic method. Second was to create a situation where people can work in a pure atmosphere, free from corruption, free from contamination, safe, where they can work together in harmony and raise money for their families to maintain together. That means there's also, there are so many devotees, so many people in the world who work together. The environment is not very good nowadays outside. Environment is very polluted, very dirty, very third-class languages are used, and high pressures and exploitation sexually, physically, financially, energy point of view, making them frustrated, work from day and night. There is no time to go home, only time of coming in is there. This is not environment which can enliven you. Even you get big lump of money every month, you can't be satisfied with this kind of environment when there is no respect, there is no dignity, there is no safety, there is exploitation. So to create a pure atmosphere for people to work together while they have to earn their money for maintaining their families. Second purpose. And the third purpose, in such a pure atmosphere, you would like to serve the sick Vaishnavas. But they also get sick, no? Saintly people. They live in the ashrams and live a very, very pure life when they are living in the ashrams. And when they fall sick, they have to go to an institute exactly 360 degrees opposite to the life that they are living in the ashram. Most materialistic, karmi, money-oriented institutions, exploitative institutions, where they have to submit their bodies for sickness in the hands of people who are called doctors, but they are debauchees in nature. They drink, they smoke, they exploit women, and they are money-minded. ruthless, not compassionate, not service oriented, simply to make money out of your illness, such people you are submitting your body to, and then your friend non-vegetarian, though you not eat it, but they serve you, and you are most uncomfortable. The way the men and women behave in the hospital nowadays, the way they talk, the way they interact in the ICUs, very degraded. So sadhus need a place similar to their previous living situations, like ashrams. When they get sick also, no? They need to get healed in the similar conditions. So in these conditions where there is 24 hours kirtan, prasadam being distributed, doctors being devotees, everywhere Krishna consciousness ambience, Prabhupada in the center, temple in the in between, they can hear Prabhupada's lectures 24 hours a day. So it's good, no? To get admitted in such a condition where you can maintain your spiritual life in that difficult situation very nicely and get your body healed in the hands of devotee doctors whom you can trust. They are not there to exploit you, not there to cheat you. Right? So, this third purpose is to treat the Vaishnavas in a very holy manner. So, to achieve these targets, there are ways and means to do it. So, we have a general spiritual atmosphere in the hospital. There is a department of spiritual care in which I work. And the department of spiritual care is supposed to provide atmosphere in the hospital by which everyone who comes in the atmosphere gets enlivened or gets inspired to inquire at least about the purpose of life or to get connected with the Supreme Lord by whichever means possible. So which means we have all Krishna's photographs everywhere, wherever you see. Because the photographs are very important. When you look at this photograph, you think of Prabhupada. But if there was Michael Jackson in here in the photograph, you will think of him. No? If this side is Aishwarya Rai's photograph, you will think of her. So even your thought processes are guided by what you see and what you hear and what you perceive. So everywhere you see in the hospital, Krishna conscious pictures. Then you have 24 hours holy name resounding in all the corners of the hospital from last 13 years. Never stopped. There are about over 200 speakers in the hospital which resound the holy name everywhere. The second channel broadcasts 24 hours Prabhupada's lectures. And at times when there is Bhagavatam class in the temple of Radha Gopinath, the class is transmitted live at your doorstep. And the hospital provides another 200 connections to families staying outside the hospital, in the colonies. They have given the connection from that to their houses. So in my house for last 13 years, there is continuous holy name resounding, even if I am there or not there. And the lectures, and the festival lectures, and the evening lectures, the morning program, everything is transmitted. Full morning program from Conchel to Mangal Arati, Narasingha Arati, Tulsi Arati, then Guru Puja, and then Darshan Arati, everything is transmitted. Bhagavatam classes, festivals, every single thing. It's also available in the hospital in every nook and corner. Also, the general ambience is also made by prasadam. The food that is served to anybody in the hospital, whether you are a visitor, you are a guest, you are a patient, or you are a relative of the patient, or you are a doctor, everybody gets only prasad. Whether it is dining items like masala dosa and dining rice plate, or patients items like soups, or you know, diabetic diet, or hypertensive diet, or saltless, or low calorie diet, whatever kinds of 14 diets are there. Every single thing is made in the kitchen. There is a temple in the kitchen itself. It's offered there and then only it comes out. There's also a temple down, separate temple. We call it a center of the hospital. Where the lordships are served and people, the employees visit every day before coming to their work, take darshan and come. It's a very holy atmosphere. In one sense, it's a temple only, but there happens to be a hospital in the temple. Suppose this is the temple, very beautiful complex is there, and you start a small hospital in between. So what will you call it? It's temple only, but happens to be also few beds of hospital are there. Exactly like that only. Because when you go to temple, you see Prabhupada, you go to temple, you see deities, you see Krishna conscious ambience, you see, you hear holy name, you see devotees, So everything you see, all these things you see in the hospital also. So how it is different from the temple? This is general ambience. And there is a lot of efforts to maintain this general ambience. So that even though somebody is not directly talking to you about Krishna, but you are getting inputs, you know. He may be a Muslim, or he may be a Christian, or he may be Sikh, or Buddhist, or Baha'i, or Jain, or anybody who comes in for sickness. He has to see Prabhupada. He will hear holy name resounded on the ground floor. He will be seen, addressed as Hare Krishna by the receptionist. Because our wishing word in the hospital is not good morning, not good evening. Everybody meets you and they say Hare Krishna. Every single person, every corner, every interface, public interface, the wishing word is Hare Krishna. So you are hearing the holy name. So all this atmosphere is maintained with a lot of efforts. And everybody who comes in hospital, they receive a small piece of prasadam. As a patient, they may go to doctor's clinic, or they may go to pharmacy as a MR or whatever purposes, or relatives come in. Everybody receives a piece of prasad. That is our rule. So this is general ambience. Then there are four kinds of people who are the beneficiaries of the spiritual atmosphere directly or indirectly in the hospital. The foremost category of people is whom in the hospital? Patients. For whom the hospital is made, right? So there is a major activity in the hospital, focused activity as a primary purpose of the hospital is to give spiritual care to the patients. And there are n number of activities. Today's presentation is not the full scope for presenting you every detail of that. But nonetheless, I'll give you highlights of that. There is a chariot of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, which is standing there in the hospital. And it moves around. Daily Rath Yatra is there. There's no place in the world, even in ISKCON temple, where there is daily Rath Yatra of Jagannath Ji. But at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, the Lord is on the chariot only. One set of the Lord is on the temple, fixed place. Another small set of the Jagannath Baldev Subhadra are on chariot. Fully dressed up, weekly, nicely, beautifully. And they go in the evening from 4:35 onwards for 3 hours and visit every patient in the hospital, either in outpatients or in admitted situation, in admitted either in ICU or NICU or operation theater or whichever areas you can call. Everywhere the Rath goes and meets the patient, and patient has opportunity, he will be filled with tubes and wires and IVs and so many suction machines and oxygens and all. With all that, he can offer a prayer, he can offer a flower and receive prasadam, and he will go to the next patient. This is the everyday ceremony. Then while they are admitted, there are spiritual care assistants appointed full time, paid jobs, devotees. They will go to every single patient at bedside and meet them. Like the nurses will meet them. All beds in the hospital are allocated to nurses also. We also have our nurses, our spiritual care assistants going and meeting them. And they will talk about how are you feeling today. Try to be kind, compassionate, inquire. Just discuss with them what is happening. Nobody asks, you know. Everybody is busy. Tablet diya, gaya. Prescription diya, gaya. Ye test karo, wo test karo, bola aur gaya. Nobody has time to ask you, how are you, sir, today? What can I do for you? Anything I can do for you? There is no one there. So these are the full team meant only to do that only. And during the process, they will try to somehow indirectly nourish them spiritually. First by the care and kindness, inquiry. And then when the patients get a little better, then they will start talking about their lifestyle. What do they eat? They fill up some forms. Why will they get clue what this guy eats and what time he sleeps in the night, what time he gets up, what does he do in recreation for himself. So you get to know idea. And from there we start discussion. If somebody is suppose taking his lunch at 5 in the evening and dinner at 1 a.m. in the morning and sleeps at 3 a.m. in the morning, then you have a lot to tell about his life, no? You can tell him, sir, you can take dinner at 7:30. Instead of lunch at 5 o'clock, take dinner at 7:30. Go to bed at 9:30. Get up at 5 o'clock, chant the holy name of the Lord. So that's how the whole discussion starts. If he is, morning he is taking chicken, afternoon taking beef, evening he is taking 5 eggs and bottle of liquor. So we tell them, sir, it's not good for health. You don't have to talk about spirituality in the beginning. Talk about health for which they have come there. From health point of view, start discussion. And then gradually leads it to spiritual discussion. And then they get discharged. And amongst them, we have categorization, A grade, B grade, A plus. We categorize them. This is a confidential reporting. And we have all numbers of beds and names and doctors to be treating them. Everything is, our record is there in computer. So we just pick up from that and give a grade. Okay, this person is A plus. This person is A. This person is B. And there is some definition is there. And those all A plus, A and B pluses, we invite them. The actual work starts after discharge. We invite them for programs called Premanjali. We are inviting them for a program called Parivartan. There is a Bhagavad Gita course thrice a year conducted for them. There is a program called Mentor System. It's all detailed. I can't explain to you everything. But a systematic plan to groom them after discharge from one program to another program, including Gita courses. And in between, we take every yearly one yatra only meant for patients and doctors and employees. Take them to holy place. And 3-4 days, we are only fully talking about the Lord to them. We go to Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, Nasik, Mayapur, Barsana. And there are people coming, 100-150 people are coming every year for the yatra. They all are inducted during the admission time. They were one time patient in the hospital. Now they are well. And now they are being followed up nicely. And then they undergo 7 days full-fledged Gita course, which is a full heart transformation. And another strong heart transformation takes place when they go to yatra. Where there is nothing bothering them. Simply holy name, holy place, holy discussions and full time with no other work to be done during those days. 4 days, no problem. And that's how many, many patients have changed their life. Transformation, bad habits have been given up. Now they are under mentor system as mentees, taken care by various doctors who are mentors. And they are chanting Hare Krishna, following 4 principles, doing deity worship at home, and ready for initiation also. Many of them have joined as hospital employees after being a patient in the beginning. And that's how your gate can be any, we can come through any gate. But ultimately you are in temple. So these are various activities which we do for the patients. And there is a very elaborate understanding and description of all these activities, where how to take care of them and how to manage them. And then there is the activity for employees. Because we strongly believe that the environment is not made by just buildings and paintings only. They also make the environment. But the people in the building come and they are all fully materially conscious and they are fully money oriented. They are simply businesses to earn money and they are selfish and non-compassionate. And the building is very good. Will it help? No. The living entities who come there, human beings, they also have to be molded accordingly. So we can't only give spiritual care to the patients only. The people who give spiritual care to the patient also should be guided and trained properly. So there are various programs for employees. For example, every employee here has to wish Hare Krishna. That is a condition accepted at the time of interview only. If you feel uncomfortable, please find another place. In this place, this is how the world is. If you go to Rome, you have to behave as Romans. So you come to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, there's a particular norm of behavior that you have to behave. There's a dress code for them. Nobody comes in very happy, all those union nice the dresses that people wear in colleges, girls and boys lose hair, all those things are not there in the hospital. Like you see Air India hostesses in the airplane, they have their dress code. Then they come in a particular cultural manner. We have our dress code, which is aligning with our culture in the hospital. So we choose employees from the beginning only. We give them proper paper only before interview. You read this paper. If you feel you are comfortable with the environment, then only you come in. Feel uncomfortable, don't come for interview only. From there only you can go away. No problem. Now we are very clear. See, better be very, very clear what we are, who we are. There is no hide and seek about it. We are staunch Hare Krishna people. We have a hospital which is Hare Krishna Hospital. And this is what we are. When patients know it. And they like it because they are honest people, they are sweet people, they are genuine, they are not exploitative. They give you faith that you will get cured, you will not be exploited here. What doctors, what patients want ultimately? A good doctor, sincere doctor, they can pay money but they can get cured with faith. And these people are fulfilling that, so they want to come there. And then there is a morning prayer, Shikshashtakam prayer, 4 times in a day. Before every shift there is one prayer. So then that shift comes. First, they attend prayers in the morning, in the beginning of their shift, 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 p.m. or 9 p.m. night shift, day shift, all shifts, and listen to, sing Shikshashtakam, listen to 5 minutes discourse on each verse. Morning we discuss Bhagavatam. It's the greatest fortune in the hospital that all hospital employees who come at 10 o'clock, general shift prayer, where all admin people are there, we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we are on 3rd canto, 11th chapter. So employees, there are employees, anybody, like there are 110 devotees in the hospital out of 350. But rest 240 and 100 more are not actually devotees. They are favorables, they like us, and they molding their life gradually, come on, like somehow participating in the programs there. But you can see a crowd of 100 people standing in the morning prayer, and another 100 patients who are waiting in the hospital for doctors to attend them in the OPDs, waiting areas. They all are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for 10 minutes in the morning. And it is said that one requires to be very, very austere and knowledgeable, and he must have performed many punya karmas and services to devotees in the past lives. Then one is introduced to holy name and to Srimad Bhagavatam and to a pure devotee. This is what scripture tells us. It's not ordinary when somebody gets to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. You all are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Don't think it is ordinary. You must have done all the activities required to be qualified for that in the past lives. Then only in this life you are qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's transcendental sound, Amalam Puranam. And that has been discussed in the morning, in the prayer. 4 days in a week we discuss that. Another days we give purports on Shikshashtakam prayer, each verse at a time. Then there is Jagruti programs. There is Prabhat Jagruti, there is Sandhya Jagruti. Prabhat Jagruti is Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock to 7:30 chanting. And 1 hour Pravachan on Bhagavatam. Shamananda Prabhu of temple comes every week and gives Bhagavatam lecture for employees. 50, 60, 70 people are coming, attending. And those who are mothers, you know, who have to prepare tiffins for their children, husbands, they may not be able to prepare at later times. So they can't come in the morning program. So they come in the afternoon program, Sandhya Jagruti. From 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. on duty officially. They come, they chant half an hour on duty, and 1 hour they hear Krishna Katha. As per season. If there is Jagannath Rath Yatra season, Jagannath glories. If there is Gaur Purnima season, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. If there is Janmashtami season, then Radha and Krishna pastimes. If there is Govardhan Puja season, Karthik, Karthik pastimes. Ram Navami Hanuman Jayanti, that those pastimes. And 70, 80, 90 people come to listen to this Krishna Katha directly. By making people hear Krishna Katha, what happens is that you create their spiritual fortune. That is what our scriptures tell us. When you discuss Krishna Katha to some people, the person who talks, he creates spiritual fortune for all the people who are listening. That is the potency of Krishna Katha. It's not ordinary. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is performing pastimes, and those are being narrated and related to people who are completely new. You don't know anything. But their spiritual bank balance is created by that. Then there are yatra for them. They go once in a year on yatra. They can choose to go on yatra. Only for them. It's not hard and fast, 16 rounders, everything. They and their relatives also. Doctors and their relatives. Employees and their relatives. They all can participate. Then there are 5 festivals. Every institution, corporate institution, does some programs called as employee welfare programs. You know, to get them together, to get them cooperate with one another, to, you know, create their or explore their capabilities and enhance them, human resource development. So many programs are there, and they spend lakhs of rupees to take them out to Lonavala and to Matheran and to hill stations to give seminars and conferences on human relationships and cooperations and finding potentials and leadership training, and so many things are done. So what we do, we perform 5 festivals in a year, major festivals. Krishna Janmashtami, Govardhan Puja, Rath Yatra, Gaur Purnima, and Ramnami Hanuman Jayanti. And there are small festivals here and there. The 5 major festivals where 600 employees with their family members come together and celebrate the festivals on their own. You will find them decorating the deities, you will find them decorating the hall and performing dramas and dances and listening to kathas, and sannyasi brahmachari will come, give them a lecture. So they are actually undergoing a temple program while being an employee of the hospital. You know, so they don't come to temple for Janmashtami, but we create Janmashtami festival in the hospital. So they are performing a full-fledged festival like all of us are celebrating. Abhishek and Mahaprasadam and cooking. You'd be amazed to know that majority of the festivals our employees cook themselves. We calculated that day, 13 times in a year, our employees eat together. All family members. Together we eat prasadam. And on three occasions and three festivals, the employees only cook for all the 600 people. That means nursing department will cook sabji, housekeeping department will make puris, and reception and admission and billing will make puris. All that, you know. It's a plan. It's a very serious systematic plan. And everybody on particular that day, particular day, you'll find busy in cooking. And they will contribute, and in their areas they will get the stoves and cook, and the full feast is made of 10 items, and they and the doctors and the family members come together in the hospital, celebrate the festival and eat the full lunch together, made by themselves only. So this is how the environment is made. So festivals, yatras, and there are many, many other small things which we do to encourage the employees to become spiritual, become pure in life. And there are doctors, separate group who can't be addressed together with other employees. So we have separate programs for them, where they are called separately and we address them on Wednesday evenings and Sundays. And we have, this year we had first time a separate yatra only for doctors and their family members. Different kind of environment, different kind of facilities and money and everything. 105 people came, all MDs and MAs and postgraduates, consultants, seniors. They came in the yatra, visited Vrindavan, Govardhan, many other places, heard Krishna Katha, came for Mangalarti, you know, 4 days completely into Krishna consciousness. Completely transformed. Many people said, we will chant 16 rounds. In the yatra end only, they said. We will try to chant minimum 2 hours every day. They bought books. So for doctors who are highly qualified and busy and money making, very difficult to accept Krishna consciousness. But they are accepting nicely because the environment is so powerful here. And then there is a fourth category of people who come to the hospital is general public. Which means there may be relatives of patients. There may be some conferences, so people are coming from out, delegates are coming from outside. There may be nurses coming to learn spiritual care from outside. There may be nurses, top nurses in the Bombay nursing colleges are invited for a seminar. There may be doctors coming for a conference. There are many people who are not patients, but they come from outside to participate into the hospital activities, professional or spiritual. So for them we have every Monday for last 16 years there is a program going on called Sanskruti, where Radha Gopinath Prabhu and his team address people every Monday evening, and Srimad Bhagavatam classes are going on there. That hall is packed now. We are now building another building, so we like to accommodate more people there. 250 is the capacity of the hall, and people are like flowing and overflowing from the hall. Such a good program it is. Then there is every Thursday, you know, Krishna Prem Kirtan, you know, Ananta Krishna Prabhu, who is singing the holy names and giving musical lectures, you know, lectures through singings beautifully. And that is also a successful program. Every Thursday is going on in the hospital. And there are some programs which our hospital is conducting on our behalf in the communities over here. In one complex called Jangir, in one complex called Puram Sagar, there are many big complexes where hospital is conducting spiritual care programs, providing prasadam from hospital kitchen, and their devotees are being cultivated. And the congregation is involved, and with the congregation we have developed a very beautiful mentor system. So everybody who goes through these channels and tries to become devotee, who wants to seriously make progress in Krishna consciousness, they will be introduced into mentor system. All those who are 4 rounders, and 4 to 16 round training is given to them in this mentor system. And our job is to create people from 0 to 4 rounds. And we have a program called Snehanjali, in which everybody who is inducted in Krishna consciousness from whichever way, doctors, patients, relatives here and there, everywhere, we bring them in one program once in 3 months called Snehanjali. And we tell them about all the facilities available to make spiritual life successful in this hospital, what are the facilities available to you, what programs you can attend, and we introduce them and inspire them to bring them from 0 rounds to 4 rounds. As soon as they are 4 rounds, we give them to mentor system. Mentor system trains them into 16 rounder devotees, and then they become counselees, and then they get initiation through the system. And they become part of the congregation. One time they were patients or doctors or employees of the hospital, like that. So this is in short the hospital spiritual care activities. Now there is another institute in the hospital we have started, is nursing school and nursing college under the banner of Bhaktivedanta Institute of Nursing Education, which was our dream, you know, because we need nurses to be very spiritual. Now they are all trained nurses outside. They already become graduates and diploma holders outside. Like, you know, ready-made material is there, but you have to difficult to mold them into our culture. So we thought, why not start a school or college where from day one we will cultivate them into spirituality. And they will become nurses, education point of view, academic point of view, while learning spirituality. So we started nursing college at 2005 with diploma first. Now we have degree also. And we have developed a curriculum called Spiritual Care in Nursing, where the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is put into curriculum pattern. First year, second year, third year, first year BSc, second year BSc, all those curricula are put together. Where in first year we give them basic principles and development of personality. Second year we give them induction into dealing with patients and a sick person, how to deal with him generally. And third year we teach them how to give spiritual care to intensive situations like ICUs and baby ICUs and operations and all those emergencies. So it's a very planned curriculum, same philosophy, but it's put in a very professional pattern. And there are 50 hours, and there are lectures, there is exams, there is orals, there is project submission. And what are the projects like? How would you convince a smoker to give up smoking? So the student will do project. What are the tools? What are the methods? What arguments I will give? What evidences I will give of the disease? Material, physical disease, what will happen? Mentally, what will happen? Socially, what will happen? And then last, spiritually, what will happen? If you smoke or drink or take drugs. Now, who will not get impressed? Suppose I come to some drug addict and start explaining to him what is going to happen to him. Professionally, I'll tell him. Physically, this will happen to you. Socially, you'll become like this. Mentally, financially, you'll be totally exhausted. And then spiritually, this is what the scripture says, that you will go to hell, suffering, all these things. Wait, really? We are all laughing here nicely. But for a person who is suffering due to HIV, drug addiction, and some other disease like tuberculosis, you talk this thing, he will not laugh, he will cry. Because he knows he has already gone into a ditch and we are trying to help him out, to come out. So he will take it very seriously. Provided we are very professional and systematic in telling them at what levels what will happen. And it's all a facts, no? A person who becomes HIV is socially totally alienated, segregated, nobody talks to him, he is socially unworthy person, is financially finished, nobody wants to touch him, treat him in the hospitals. And then he has got a tuberculosis. So much money is there, resistant tuberculosis, and there is lakhs of rupees, there is dormitories, there is sanatoriums for them. They are totally different people nowadays. Frustrated people in the world who are in the category of HIV and drug addictions and everything, prostitutions and all. So they are also getting transformed. So we are having the curriculum, we teach them this, we take exams, and we give them certificate in the end of spiritual care training course. And we have developed another course. This is a 3 year, and 3 year for diploma and 2 year for BSc. That way curriculum is there, book is there, everything is there. But those who are trained nurses anyways, they are already getting trained outside hospitals, outside nursing schools. For them we have developed a compact course called certificate course, where already trained nurse can take part in the certificate course for 7 days. And in 6 months time, projects are submitted, exams are taken, orals are done. And they are given certificates. Now we are invited to Minata Thakre Nursing School in Thane. At the end of this month we are going for 5 days to give the course there. So, and many nursing heads of various institutes, they are invited regularly to our hospital to get inducted into this subject matter of holistic care, spiritual care, end of life care. It's a very new subject matters, you know, with nobody has dwelt in the subject matters. And we have got lot of literature, we have created PowerPoints and presentations to make them understand how to handle these situations. What is the position and value of spiritual care in medical care? And people are now, off late, 1 month back, there was a seminar in KM Hospital, Preventive and Social Medicine Department, which is connected to the government very strongly. That department conducted a conference on spiritual care in medicine. And I am telling you, humbly and proudly both, that everybody, all kinds of faiths were called in that. There were Buddhists, there were Baha'is, there were Art of Living people, there were every kind of, you know, spiritual movements were there. And they were only giving theory. What do they feel about all these things? Only Bhaktivedanta Hospital presentation was most practical. Exactly what is to be done and what is being done and what are the effects. So the convener of the program, department head of KM Hospital, came and told that Bhaktivedanta Hospital module of practical spiritual care to be offered to patient should be taken as it is without any modifications. And I was myself very happy and surprised, you know. They said that, yes, philosophy is there. But how to mold that philosophy into practicality? At bedside, what to do with that philosophy? How to apply the philosophy at bedside of the patient? He's having pain now. So how do you handle, how do you give your spiritual care? How do you connect them to God in that situation? What is the plan for that? And we have plan for normal patients, we have plan for intensive patients, we have plan for deliveries, we have plan for operation, surgical patients, we have plan for dying people, we have plan for terminally ill people. We have planned for everything already in place, practicing for the last 13 years. Developing year by year and day by day. So, that is now happening. We are going on different level in the conferences to introduce the medical world into what is spiritual care in medicine, how to deliver that spiritual care in medicine, how it is important as a fourth dimension of health to help people to understand the healing doesn't take place only because of medicines. It's not only body and mind that is important. Body, mind and soul is also important because you are a soul. You are an entity called soul who has body and mind and intelligence and the organs and everything else. So when you require to be healed, you can't neglect soul and only heal your body and mind. It's not possible. So spiritual well-being, what is spiritual health? This concept has been now broadcasted by us through various professional systems. We also initiated research this year through the Institute of Health Management and Research from Jaipur, who conducted independent research. Because see, when I will conduct my research, I will only give what I feel like doing. But we wanted third party to come and do research. What is the effect of spiritual care on patients? When they adopt this or receive this, how it will help them into their healing? And the results are being processed now. By the end of this year, 31st March, they will come out with findings. And we'll do further more research and we'll collect a lot of documentation and go professional to the world, in the medical world, and present them. This is how it is. This is how it works. One point of time, the Ayurveda was only at homes and the Vaidyas will be touching nadis and at home level they'll practice. But some Vaidyas came forward and they thought, let us make a university where there is courses available. BAMS, MD Ayurveda. And they worked very, very hard and they molded the whole Ayurveda knowledge into curriculum and everything and put patterns and give names to courses and got grants and sanctions, open institutions and patterns of education. And today now we have a degree of BMS, practicing BMS outside, Panchakarma centers are there. There are MDs in various branches of Ayurveda. So what was household item now is made available professionally. Then medicine, similarly, it has been now made available professionally. IT was not existing when I was born. But today IT is a professional situation. You can do diplomas, you can do certificates, you can do degrees, you can do post-graduation, you can go abroad, you can have IT. There are so many branches, hardware and software, and so many branches have come up on Oracle and C++ and so many things have, because of development of professionalism into the field. So similarly, we are into this developing of spiritual care into professional level. Then nursing school is now established fully. And nurses follow the same culture of Hare Krishna and curriculum and dress code. Everything they have to follow because they are part of the family. So all general ambience goes with them also. Then there is a new institution has come up for last 5 years. That is called Bhaktivedanta Hospice. All of you should know that hospice is an institution where terminally ill people are treated. A terminally ill person means one who has a disease which will ultimately kill him. When that is diagnosed, that patient will be called as terminally ill people, ill patient. And nowadays, number one top killer is cancer, then there is heart disease, then there is liver disease, then there are so many diseases after that. HIV also is in the line there. And generally speaking, when people become incurables, the doctors just leave them. Will they be ghar pe jao? Abhi kuch nahi kar sakte hain. अभी घर जाओ आराम करो भगवान का नाम लो ऐसे बोल के छोड़ देते हैं. दैट इज अ टाइम व्हेन पीपल बिकम totally helpless. They have money, they have resources, they have everything, but the medical faculty is rejecting them as incurables. And there are so many situations in their life after that, because doctors have rejected you, death has not called you. And they can be 6 months, they can be 6 years, they can be 2 years or 3 years. The period is not known, but there is a period where doctors have given you up and death has not called you. And there are physical problems of pain and sufferings. There are social problems of unwantedness, unworthiness, uselessness. You know, you have become financial burden on the family. There are so many situations are there. Spiritually, you are in agony. Now you know you are going to die. So you are asking a question, is God angry with me? Why me only? Why not anybody else? I don't want anything bad. Why I have to get cancer and die? And is God going to punish me? Am I going to go to hell or am I going to go to heavens? Am I going to be given benediction by the Lord or I'll come back as an animal? I don't know. Is God angry with me because I didn't worship Him all through life? This spiritual pain, it has to be addressed, no? Because right now, those are the main prominent questions in my mind. And I'm going to die in 6 months. What will happen to me? So the person needs to be helped physically, from nursing point of view, socially and spiritually. So lot to do. Lot to do means you cannot imagine how much we can do and how much we should do for a dying person. Because today you are most important. Everybody is asking advice from you. And when you are on deathbed, nobody wants to get any advice from you. Financially you are not any more important. You don't mean anything in society. So people feel rejected, dejected, depressed, unwanted, alienated, and because of that many psychiatric illnesses come up because of this situation. So there are psychiatric help is required, counseling is required, support is required, spiritual knowledge is required, spiritual inspiration is required, giving dignity is required, because one can die, but one cannot die without any dignity. Or one can die with full dignity, full respect. That is hospice. And that hospice exists in the hospital also, small department. And a full institution has come up in Vrindavan, because people will like to die in Vrindavan, in the holy place. So we have developed a 23-bed, 35,000 square feet construction institution called Bhaktivedanta Hospice and Palliative Care. And that is meant for Brijvasis who are local residents, and they are also meant for ISKCON devotees who have served Prabhupada and ISKCON for 30-40 years and now they are in the fag end of their life. They may not be active preachers, they may not be active book distributors, they may not be active fundraisers or any of these kind of things. But they have given their youthful, energetic life to Prabhupada's movement, doing great services. And now they are on deathbed. And now they need you. Before they were providing ISKCON, and now they need from ISKCON support and care and medicines and money and spiritual preparation. Because even the greatest of souls, when they are on deathbed, they have different mentality, you know. Now they have to face death. It's not something like distributing a book to people, you know, on the road. So they have to really prepare, and they want to know how much time is available, and can I be pain-free? Can I be in sane mind, so that I can prepare for whatever I have learned all through life through Prabhupada's books? Can I now really become an example how to accept death successfully in my life? Right? I'll give an example to you. What does a hospice mean? That you will clearly understand. There was a devotee of Prabhupada who had cancer of face, you know. So half the face is completely mutilated by the cancer. There are so many growths on the half side of the face. It's exposed, all the flesh, everything is exposed. And left side of the face is all right. So he was looking very ghastly. So devotees who were supposed to take care of him, they would not even go near him. They were so fearful. They will push the prasadam plate and they'll go away. And this person was in so much of pain. The prominent feature of a terminally ill patient is pain. This pain of the disease, the pain in the mind, and you know, pain of worry, there's pain of frustration, everything is there. The prominent feature of a person who is dying is pain. And there's a science of pain management. But this person didn't receive any of the kind of help. Nobody would like to go near him. So Madhavananda Prabhu, our director, was there in Mayapur for the festival for medical services, and then he was called as emergency call. This devotee is shouting in agony. So he went. And we both have got trained in USA for palliative care and hospice care professionally. So he could diagnose immediately this person is in pain and he has not slept for 15 days in a row. Do you know what that means? when you are not sleeping due to pain for 15 days and nights. He was telling only one thing, doctor, I want to die today only. I don't want to live anymore. I just cannot bear this pain. So doctor gave him proper medication for pain. And the first thing after the pain was reduced, what must have happened? Yes? Huh? Yes, immediately went to sleep. Because his sleep was held because of the pain. The pain reduced. Immediately the need was fulfilled of sleeping. He slept for 12 hours. And next morning he was next to Madhavananda Prabhu for Mangalarti. And he said, I don't want to die. Said, doctor, thank you very much. Yesterday I told you I want to die today only. But now I want to die with full preparation. How much time do I have got? Let me know. That is hospice. Hospice means it gives you a quality time in your life before you die to prepare properly the way you want to prepare. If I am allowed time, I can prepare. But there is no time. Only if time is filled with pain and agonies and frustrations, how do I plan? What do I want to do at the moment of death? This is what I want to do. This is what I, whom I want to meet, and this is what I want to do before I die. I want to be helped by all of you in these things. I will be happy to get buried in, burnt in Vrindavan, and my ashes should go in Jamuna. When will I plan all these things? When my mind is sane, no? My mind is totally bogged with pain and other situations in life. How one can plan? And all of us need to go one day to death, right? Can anyone say, I will be free from this? No. So we try to provide them that quality time in their life. Medically, nursing point of view, socially by making wills and plans for them, legally and spiritually by all the association possible. Provide them Charanamrut, provide them Braj Raj, Maha Garlands and Maha Prasadams and associations, senior devotees are coordinated for him. They come and sing and they talk to them, encourage them, enliven them. Many times dying people get depressed due to the situation that they have to go through. It's a very intense situation. It's not that you have cancer but you are going to get cured, so you are going to go home. No. You have a cancer which is dreadful and also you are going to die because of that one day. It's a big challenge in life. So that institute is meant for giving comfort, not curing, but making you comfortable and peaceful so that you can plan nicely. So Acharya Ratna Prabhu addressed you in Kolkata sometimes. His father was there. And hospice care is a family affair. It is not caring for the patient only who is dying. It is caring for the patient who is dying and all the close ones who are taking care of the dying person. Because everybody goes through different emotional situations, you know. Oh, mummy is dying, papa is dying. What to do? From where to bring money? And how do I manage? Who will be caretaker now? I am on duty. Who will be with father 24 hours? There are so many anxieties. Social, financial, physical, mental. They also undergo many changes in their mental situation due to handling a dying patient. Every day you go home, you see papa dying on the bed. Right? It's not an ordinary situation. Every day you go to home and you find there's a discussion from where to get the money now for the bills, where to get the money for treatment, and who will take them to doctor, and who will get the report, who will go to doctor to consult again. There are so many exhaustive situations at home. So hospice is an institution which takes care of a dying person along with his family members from time of diagnosis till the time of death. Even after death, something called as bereavement care is there, where the patient dies and relatives suffer due to the pain of loss of the beloved one. And they are taken care spiritually and socially for 13 months. Why 13 months? Because they relive the situation of death of a beloved when the next anniversary, first anniversary comes. Suppose they died on 2nd January. So next 2nd January, before only 8 days, they will again go through the whole situation mentally. Oh, last day this time father was admitted, this time we went there, then we went there, oh this day we died, then we burned him and there was Shraddha and then he came and she came and he cried and she cried. So they go through again revision of the whole event and they suffer the same pains as if they suffered when they lost their beloved. So bereavement care continues for 13 months and more if needed. But after first anniversary then they match up nicely. But they are given counseling and association as per their desire. This is another big project that we have taken up now. And majority of activities, the main activity, I would say 60% activity is spiritually there. Because the aim is to connect that person effectively to God, to Krishna at the moment of death and before the period of death. And that another project that we have started is, which is last 20 years is going on, is Barsana Eye Camp. And we are going now monthly also. We have opened a small hospital there of our own. And I think some of you must have come there. Anybody of you has come to Barsana Eye Camp? Not yet. Barsana Eye Camp is a unique project of free cataract surgeries to remove needless blindnessness. Finish off needless blindness. What is needless blindness? Which can be prevented. Out of ignorance or maybe without any facility available, one may lose his eyesight. Because you only have two eyes. So we have taken that up since many years. And in Mathura district, we are operating now at this stage of time, we are operating 800 operations in a year in a big camp. And average 100 operations in each camp every month. And we have opened a small hospital there of our own now, with the standards that we have in Bhakti Vedanta Hospital. The same kind of equipments and standards are duplicated over there. And same quality care that we give here, we are providing there in the Barsana Hospital also. So within 7 days, I will be departing from here to go to Barsana for another full month, where 400 people like you, congregation members, come together to serve the Brijvasis who are blind with cataract. And we operate it totally free of charge, not even charging 1 rupee from patients. And it's a very joint, wonderful project where only 30% people are hospital employees. Who are in nursing, who are in operation, who are in cleaning instruments and who are actually operating. It's a core team who are technically qualified. The rest, 70% of people are like you people, who are not medical. But they come to cook, come to serve, come to take patient from one place to another, from test to the doctor, doctor to the operation theater, bring them back, give them food again, medicines, deliver them ward care, OPD care, or operation theater care. Some are cleaning instruments, some are assisting in operation, some are transporting from one place to another, some are gatekeepers at the operation theater, making entry, registration, documentation, everything. It's a very professional setup, completely computerized. And many of the people in congregation, ladies, gents, youngsters, they come in batches. We also hold a dental camp along with that. We hold 4 days dental treatment free of charge. Extractions, cleaning, scaling, all kinds of filling, all kinds of treatments of dental is established there. A team of 25-30 people come and conduct parallel dental services there free of charge. And there are about 400 people this year. One batch comes in outpatients to examine only, then they go away. Another batch comes for first part of operating and admission. Another batch comes for second part of operating and admissions. And there is discharge. Each group comes, does their service free of charge, and we give them 2 days free yatra into Barsana and Vrindavan area. Second batch, same way, they serve, they get yatra, and third batch they come and they get yatra. Along with that also we invite some patients and some people in the last part of the yatra, also participate into the yatra situations. This is Barsana Eye Camp. We are going to soon come up with Barsana Free Eye Hospital there. It's already in thought process and maybe something will come up. Every year we are looking for the land and we will be building a 40-bedded free eye service of hospital there also. So like that, in this hospital also, there's a Department of Community Health Care where the full Thana district is given by government to us to do complete eradication of blindness in Thana district. 2 years back, we received the best non-governmental organization award in Thana district. And because of that, before that, the government would only give one area to you, one jilla to you, one part of the district to you. But after that award that we got, they have given us full Thana district as full freedom to you. Because there are many organizations, they allocate some areas to them and then they work in their areas. But Bhaktivedanta Hospital is given complete freedom in full Thane district to eradicate blindness. And that is done through a department called Community Health Center. And that center has got two activities. One is outreach activities, that we go out thrice a week into the villages in our vans with our specialized team, examine them, select them, bring them back in the same van, and operate about 45 patients per week, free of charge. That is outreach. And along with the outreach, we also have spiritual programs there. We have lectures, we have prasadam distribution. All that package goes together. And there is something called in-house charitable services, where people walk in here. You know, rickshawalas and some poor people, they have no money to treat themselves. They come in the community side and they have free treatment there. So there's an in-house charity, there's outreach charity through the community healthcare. The specialized department called Titan Family Vision Foundation, Giriraj Maharaj's sister donated for that. And that we have complete eye care in that. And that specialized department itself is providing that cataract services into outreach, in-house, in Barsana. That department is providing. We spent 1 crore rupees to buy all kinds of equipments to make it perfect equipment situation. So like that, now the latest thing is that we are coming up with new building because our whole hospital is full. The new building is going to have 50 bedded free ward. That means whoever comes there will be treated free of charge. And in that new building, all of you know Tata Hospital. Have you heard of Tata Hospital? Tata Hospital is biggest cancer hospital in India. And all over India and also abroad people come to get treatment there. Around 30,000 new cases every year come there. And to get number for a surgery, it takes 3.5 months. So by the time the patient comes in to get diagnosed and he is given a date for surgery, he becomes incurable. What to do? There is so much of load. You know, by the time their number comes for, they are diagnosed for advised surgery. But date is after 3.5 months. And the disease progresses from now operable to inoperable conditions. And patient will die. So a curable patient is turned into a terminally ill patient. Just by the situations. So Tata Hospital also is ready to understand that, okay, we need to share our patients and whoever can do that services. So now one doctor, devotee doctor, Dr. Vishnu Agarwal, Venu Madhav Prabhu, he is a MS cancer surgeon from Tata Hospital. And officially he brings in patients from there and operates here. So we want to develop a parallel cancer center in Bhaktivedanta Hospital, which will be mostly charitable. And some whoever can afford, they can go to private area and pay. But you know, cancer, by the time they come to hospital, they are exhausted with all treatments and money is spent in the investigations and diagnosis and so many things happen. By the time anybody who comes with cancer is financially exhausted. He's come to the level of breaking his FDs and selling his properties and selling his owned house and going to rental houses. All these things happen socially with a cancer patient. So we are developing a powerful center here, complete center here that is coming in 2-3 years time. Already we are operating and doing chemotherapies, but radiation center will come in 2 years time, but that requires underground situation and the norms are to have 1 meter radio opaque walls. You know what is the meaning of that? You have to make wall of 1 meter, ceiling of 1 meter from all sides to prevent radiations to go through to other areas. So it is underground. It requires huge cost to even build a structure and then 5 crore worth machine of radiation, linear accelerator also comes in and then you can give radiation. Then our center can be termed as complete cancer cure center. And we have a plan of, because all cancer patients generally come from various parts of India and to find a place to stay for relatives along with their patient is very difficult, you know. In KM Hospital, Tata Hospital, there is a 70 square feet, 80 square feet area, they have to pay a huge rent with no facilities available. But what to do? You are helpless. Your patient is from Rajasthan and you are come here in Bombay, all the way alien area, and you have to go to hospital every day for radiation and for chemotherapy. You need to eat food and stay somewhere while all those months together, arrange money for that. So we'll be also building a building of Dharmashala type building, you know, where relatives can stay. And the patients can be treated in the hospital. Relatives can stay beautifully. We'll make a kitchen and a temple in that building. So all the relatives, when they come home in the evening, there is a satsang program in the evening with aarti and pravachan and prasadam distribution with paid. Nominal charges will be there. But in the process of getting their cancer patient cured, they can be turned into devotees. You should know one thing, that up till now, last 3 years, we are treating cancer patient in the hospital. Every cancer patient takes mala on the first day itself. Because what is their life? They know we are going to die. What argument they will do intellectually? they are already told that they are going to die. So what they will do? So as soon as Tata Hospital nobody talks about God. They only talk about medicine, treatment and go. There is a jatra, you know, mela hota hai na, mela. हजारों लोग बैठे रस्ते पे ऐसे बॉल्ड विथ केमोथेरेपी, यू नो, फ्रस्ट्रेटेड विथ नोबडी टू टॉक टू देम. डॉक्टर इज सो बिजी दैट ओपीडी इज फिल्ड विथ पीपल आउटसाइड. इट्स लाइक अ बिग मेला ओनली. एवरीबडी इज इन दैट स्टेज. अ वेरी हॉरिबल सिचुएशन विथ नो स्पिरिचुअलिटी एक्टिव देयर. यू नो, पीपल आर जस्ट नेगेटिव, फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, नोबडी केयर्स फॉर देम. सो बेस्ट सिचुएशन टू कन्वर्ट अ पर्सन टू अ डिवोटी इज समटाइम्स अ कैंसर पेशेंट एंड देयर फैमिली मेंबर्स एंड देमसेल्फ इमीडिएटली एक्सेप्ट कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. Because they know that we are being helped here. They are so kind to us. And they are only saying, take Hare Krishna mantra and chant. Why not? So every patient up till now who has treated, the doctor has told me yesterday and I met him. He told me that everybody is chanting. And now I need a full-time person to attend to only cancer patient, to give them association and to preach them. It's a requirement. Full-time person is required to take care of them, to take care of the family members, you know, rightly help them out, be kind to them. Guide them to social worker to get money from societies. It's like that. So, we have entered into medical field, there is so many avenues available to convert people. People are in need, they are suffering in various fields of medicine. So, if you are a professional into this field, and if you are a devotee along with that, you can do wonders, you know. You cannot imagine. I'm just imagining that scene where there is a building filled with relatives of cancer patients, and so many cancer patients are being treated over here, admitted, and the relatives are all in that building, and some brahmachari is giving a class in the evening with 100, 250, 200 people sitting there hearing class, receiving Krishna prasadam. Like you have a base now. What is the concept of base? Anyway, you have an outstation. You have to come from maybe Jalna to Mahabaleshwar, whatever, for college, and you need a place to stay. You need good food to eat while you are studying. So why they created base? Because it's the best situation where you are outsider, outstation person. You have given a nice accommodation with a nominal good, is a cheap rent. And a nice quality of prasadam offered to Krishna is given to you. And when you go to college before that and you come from college after that, there is satsang available. There is Mangal Arati, there is Bhagavatam class, there is cultural induction, there is prevention of drug addictions and alcoholism while you are in the hostel. What the parents are worried about? Arey, bachche ko bhej raha hu main udhar 1000 kilometers दूर भेज रहा हूँ कॉलेज के लिए. पता नहीं दारू पिएगा, ड्रग लेगा, क्या करेगा, लड़की घुमाएगा, वी डोंट नो. सो इवन पेरेंट्स आर वेरी हैप्पी बिकॉज देयर साधुज टेकिंग केयर ऑफ देम. नाइस फूड सम्प्टुअसली अवेलेबल एट वेरी लो कॉस्ट एंड यू आर गिवन रिसेंट प्लेस टू स्टे. स्टडी एनवायरमेंट एवरीथिंग इज वंडरफुल, बीच में यात्रा होती है. सो पेरेंट्स आर हैप्पी, स्टूडेंट्स आर हैप्पी एंड इट्स अ गुड वे ऑफ कल्टिवेटिंग यंगस्टर्स इन टू कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. सिमिलरली समबडी इज डाइंग, ही नीड्स अ प्लेस, ही नीड्स फूड टू ईट at a reasonable rate, in its good treatment, you provide everything to them and give them Krishna. It's the biggest charitable activity one can do. So like that, you all can think about IT department, you all can think about space department, whatever you think is appropriate, wherever you can use your brain and give people Krishna. Connect them with the Lord. The biggest gift that you can give to the world and to yourself is connection with the Lord, is contact with the Lord. And there are various innovative ways by which we can do that. So we are trying in a humble way, in the best possible way. And Radhana Swami is today coming to the hospital to... And you see that everybody he brings into hospital here is to show them that Krishna consciousness is not just chanting Hare Krishna and dancing on the roads and distributing books. It also means serving, caring, for people who are in need, providing them trustworthy treatment, honest treatment, genuine treatment, and connecting them with the Lord. So Maharaj, whenever some big guy comes, he takes them to Gopal's garden, he takes them to Wada, Govardhan farm, and he brings them to Bhaktivedanta hospital. To show that Prabhupada's movement is not just philosophy and chanting Hare Krishna. It's a practical way of taking care of people who are in different needs of life. You know who is coming today? Mr. Joe Walsh. So Joe Walsh is a leading guitarist in the world, multi-billionaire. He has come by his own plane to India. His plane is parked in the airport, chartered plane. That person is like George Harrison in 1960s. The world famous, most wanted, most popular, whose Facebook has lakhs of people on the Facebook every day listening to his words and what he has to say. So he is becoming now favorable to the Hare Krishna movement because of the Maharaja's book, Journey Home. And now he is learning that Hare Krishna people are, what they are doing, what kind of work they are doing in society, how dedicated they are. So today Maharaj is bringing Joe Walsh to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And along with our all medical care that we do and variety of medical cares that we do, we also have a big department of guest reception in the hospital, which I didn't mention to you. It's a separate department with few people fully dedicated, sometimes 24 hours. Because today we have Jamuna Mataji admitted in the hospital. Today we have Giridhari Swami admitted in the hospital. We have two Prabhupada disciples staying as guests in the hospital. Burujan Prabhu is coming on Sunday to the hospital. And every week there is some Swami coming for health checkup, some Swami getting admitted, getting treatment done. So it requires lot of arrangements, you know, as VIP devotees coming and treating them. Some are coming as guests, some are coming as health checkup, outpatient situation, some are getting admitted and few days they are going to be there. So we have a full-fledged department of guest reception. And this Prabhuji is coming today as guest, so he is bringing his wife and some family members, and we are supposed to receive them, show them the whole hospital, explain the concept, what I told you in details, in nutshell to them, then serve them prasadam of their taste, you know. A big department is there, guest reception. And there is a department of deity worship, to maintain the ambience of the chariot and the temple down. There are 40 ladies in the congregation, not employees of the hospital. They are coming together, daily making garlands, daily making cookings for the Lord, and waking the Lord up, putting them to sleep, change the dress once in a week. There is a full training center for Brahminical initiation, for the normal devotees. And the whole department is outsourced. It is not the people who come and serve there don't charge anything. They give voluntary service and look after the whole DT department. That's one of the activities of my department, spiritual care department. So you can understand the scope. There's a unknown department to the world, spiritual care department. Kya karte kya hai tum log? It's possible, na? Kya? What spiritual care hospital mein kya kar rahe hai aap log? But I explain to you. And one more department is there. That is palliative care department, hospice in the hospital. So what is in the big situation in the Vrindavan is also here. So what we do in spiritual care department for that patient, majority of people are at home care. They are at their homes dying. So doctor, a nurse, a social worker and a spiritual care person together go to the home of the patient regularly. It's a full-time activity. Where along with medical care, the spiritual care person gives counseling. The patient may be Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, whoever, a devotee, non-devotee, he needs connection with God now. He's a Christian, so what? He needs connection with Jesus now. He's a Muslim, he needs to be connected to Allah. The last moment, you need to be connected to God, whichever form you understand Him. So all that work, without discrimination of caste, creed, language, nationality, financial conditions, poor, rich, educated, uneducated, the care is given selflessly. And my dear friends, I am very proud to tell you, spiritual care is offered free of charge in the hospital. There is no charge. Everything else is charged in private hospital. Room, beds, everything is there. That is chargeable. But spiritual counseling, spiritual help, spiritual programs, nothing is charged neither to employees nor to the patients. Second thing is spiritual care is offered voluntarily. If patient says, "Ki abhi main, I'm in pain now, don't come now," we can reject it. So it's not offered by force, ki because you are in Bhaktivedanta, you have to listen to us. It's not like that. And third thing is, spiritual care offered at Bhaktivedanta Hospital is generic in nature. It is not Hare Krishna in nature. You understand what I'm saying? Because patients are coming from all walks of life. They may be atheistic people, they may be Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, or Sikhs, or Jains, or whatever. So everybody receives equal kindness and care. No differentiation, no discrimination. Everybody is given opportunity to connect to God in their own way. So Christians come, we tell them, please bring Bible at home and start reading for the patient. If Sikhs come, they say, bring Granth Sahib and read for the patient. If the Muslims come, we tell them, have you brought Quran? Please bring Quran and read for the patient. And we read, if there are Hindus, and we read from Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Katha, we read for them. So it is generic in nature. There is no casteism or, you know, sampradayism in that. It is generic in nature. Genuine God consciousness to be delivered to all kinds of people. Because if you create a module in the medical world, you can't say it's only for Hare Krishna Hindu people. Others cannot be either admitted or cannot be in this receiving mood. We have to create a module which is applicable to every single man in society. And people should look up to you and say, yes, these people are genuine people. They are not there for conversion. And we are neither not there for conversion. We have so many Christian employees there. 30% of our clientele is Muslim in the Bhaktivedanta hospital. They say Hare Krishna. And they ask, Dr. Prashant nahi diya, give prasad. Because Maharaja said every room, wherever people come, they should be giving prasadam. So doctor may be busy sometimes and may not give prasadam. Patients will remind, Dr. Hare Krishna, pay prasad nahi diya aaj. So, because they don't feel ki here we are trying to convert a Christian into Hare Krishna and a Muslim into Hare Krishna. No sir, we have enough Hindus in the world to be converted into Hare Krishnas. We don't need to go into other communities to turn into the Hare Krishnas, you know. So, that's how it is. Let us be genuine people, not sectarian people, not narrow-minded people. Let us be open. Prabhupada wanted a house for the whole world, no? And the whole world means it includes Christians, Muslims and atheistic people and so-called believers and so-called agnostics. Everybody is there in the world. And we should genuinely offer care to everybody because everybody is a living entity, spirit, soul, Satchidananda, part and parcel of the Lord. So, everybody by nature is part of the Lord and needs Lord's mercy. How to deliver that? There's a science for that. So Prabhupada's movement can be completely realized and fulfilled when we are genuine in nature, genuinely compassionate and kind, and try to help people to connect them to God. And that is why we are here in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I just went overboard, long time overboard. Are there any few questions I can address before I leave? Yes, there is. There is a plan. But right now we want to really, crystallize very beautifully in this place. Make our presentations very presentable, well documented, well researched. Let us create a product which is well researched. Right now we have multiplied into another hospice in Vrindavan. We are already into Barsana for Barsana Eye activities. And there is a desire and plan and vision that there should be a small medical place. It's not as big as this. Near every center, like maybe Pune, maybe Solapur, maybe wherever we are having a big center, there should be a medical facility. So people can understand, here's temple, here's a hospital. This is social work. People get attracted and they will come. Yes? Good question. You people are technical people, so you can also participate into, see, even hospitals require many technical support, no? There is IT, there is electrical department, there is so many accounts are there, there are management is there, so all kinds of people are there. We have IT people, we have management, we have electrical department, maintenance department, lift is there, there are so many things are there. There are 150 PCs in the hospital, there is a server in the hospital, so all technical support we require. So those kind of supportive activities are there. At the same time, you people can go into direct preaching, a systematic professional format of preaching, where you are a qualified man, MD or maybe PhD or maybe MS or MTech, and you have a scientific way of presentation of the philosophy like Gaurang Prabhu is doing. What is he doing? He's an IIT graduate, but he has made such wonderful presentations and understandings of philosophy that just by listening to him, one can get inspired, no? And details one can work out with our temple in charges and our peers, our seniors, how to engage oneself into. There are people who are into book publications. There are public people are in the transcriptions. There are people who are handling media services. There are people who are into, you know, advertisements and souvenirs and campaignings and fundraisings. There are so many departments. See, if you go to Radha Gobinda temple, there are maybe 50 departments are there. And there are media services where the recordings, video shootings and conversions, and there are book publications, Torchlight, Tulsi books are there. There are so many things are there. It's a full-fledged. Also in temples, there is a personal officer is there. No? To look after the employees and their needs and their statutory requirements of law. We also have devotees employed here. So there is a gratuity, there is provident fund, and there are everything is applicable. All salaries and structures and HR, everything is there in place. There is a HR department in temple also. who look after encouraging employees and employed devotees, and there is a tour system. I'll guarantee you and challenge anybody, any tour system in India, Kesari Travels and Raj Travels, to match the South Indian Yatra that they organized. Such a meticulous planning, homemade food, 100 IITians, 17 IIT brains are wrecking to make the successful project, saved 70 lakh rupees just by making the arrangement on their own. And there is 250 buses traveling, and the logistics and bookings, and you know, all the programs happened so smoothly, it went so beautifully. Three different yatras took place in one yatra only, at three different locations. A lot of brain substance is required, not to dwell in this. So many more, you know, Krishna will reveal many more plans to you, how to serve. Last question, please. Anybody else? Yes. Yeah, one is business that we do. Patients pay us. There's a private hospital. And that is making the hospital self-sufficient. We make little profit also, which we invest into the further development of the hospital. And for the charity activities, we have a department called Share Your Care. That's an independent body attached to the hospital. And it raises throughout the year. It has got full-time people working, educated, qualified. Five people are working in that. Full-time, throughout the year, they are traveling all over India and raising funds for Barsana Eye Camp, outreach, community activities, a charity done in this hospital. Average 3 lakh rupees per month we spend giving charities, discounts and free ships in the hospital. Apart from the camp, in-house patients come, bolte hai, Dr. Garib hoon, bill bo jyada ho gaya, or discount de do. So they are also given discounts. Apart from the free ships that we do in the camps. So all the activities, a new building is coming up, so that fundraising is going on. The eye camp is just now budgeted for 35 lakh rupees. That is being done. The hospice is built, something like 8 crore rupees required. We spent on that, raising continuously. We were raising. We got some sponsorship for rooms and everything. It's a continuous activity. And Radhanath Maharaj wants the hospital to be known mainly for charity, and by the way, some private practice also takes place. This is his vision. Today it is a private hospital mainly, and also 30%, 40% work is going on as free. But he says he wants to have huge volumes of charity done in this hospital. And those who can afford, they feel, I don't want to go to free ships. There's a private setup also for them. They can go to privates and go to the deluxe rooms and get treatment. That is the vision. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Radha Giridhari Bhagwan ki. Bahut der ho gaya.